And so giving ourselves a chance to settle from all the talking and sharing. Feel the body sitting in the chair. The feet at the floor and the bottom in the chair, the hands in the lap, just really connecting with the touch points. And feeling the posture. And connecting with the breath, feeling it wherever it's easeful for you. Perhaps allowing for three nice full breaths. So inhaling fully, pausing, and then slowly, fully exhaling and feeling the release all through the body as you exhale. Not a drop of air left. And then breathing in fully again. Pausing. And then fully exhaling, releasing, letting go. And then one more time, inhaling fully. Pausing. And then releasing. All the way down to the bottom of the exhale. And then letting the breath just be as it is and following it, abiding with it. Letting the breath anchor us in the present moment with the life that's here. Noticing other experiences, thoughts and sounds and other sensations, emotions. And just let them come and go around our anchor in the breath. Keep coming back to the breath as a way to settle ourselves. Settling ourselves in just here, just now, just this breath. And now bringing to mind some obstacle in creating your dream path, some way in which maybe you've been procrastinating or just not allowing yourself to contemplate your path, not allowing yourself to take some steps on your path. Simply being aware of whatever is a stumbling block for you. Perhaps naming it resistance or avoidance, procrastination, stuckness. Or maybe it's something quite external to yourself that's in the way, time or energy, life situation. It's troubling. So recognizing some difficulty, giving it a brief name. And so we're engaging now in a brief rain practice. So that's recognition. And now allowing it to truly be here. So vowing that you won't push the difficulty away over these next few minutes. Get clear about how the difficulty is manifesting in your life. A little more about the story. Allowing. Feel you've got a good sense of what the difficulty is, you've recognized it, you've allowed it. Now let go of the story and investigate it through the body. Just notice how body is feeling. Scan through, noticing areas of tension, maybe sensations of anxiety or discouragement. Nothing to fix or change. Maybe there's muscle tension, stiff neck or shoulders. Allowing ourselves to feel some of the suffering of the difficulty, of the obstacle. Perhaps noticing that it really manifests in one area in particular. And you could dive your awareness into that area. Really feel it, the size and shape and textures. Perhaps breathing in and out of it, not to fix it, but rather to deepen the awareness into the difficulty. Perhaps inquiring, what am I believing? And see how that manifests through the body. Without a demand of particular answers, simply becoming intimate, that's another I in the RAIN acronym. We investigate to become intimate with how this difficulty, this obstacle in this case, is for us. And then noticing if there's any of the N of RAIN that has simply shown up through the investigation. So the N of RAIN being not so identified, or a sense of not always so, or not my whole resume. So often when we have obstacles, we get caught up in blaming and shaming and calling ourselves names and feeling inadequate. And this is identification. Perhaps we might know the end of rain, which is nature unfolding. Or some acceptance that it's not always so. The difficulty comes and goes. And if identification with the difficulty still feels strong, then making a little vow to ourselves that we'll revisit this with interest, with curiosity, with some friendliness. And so now letting our investigation of the difficulty be, knowing you'll be able to reflect on it in a moment, sensing again the body sitting, the touch points, the breath breathing itself, and just being here, just as we are.